This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Sports Talk Edition Thursday at the Treasure Chest Casino. We're getting ready for a weekend of college and NFL football. But first, Friday night, a big one in the boxing ring. Everybody's going to have all eyes at AT&T Stadium in Dallas for Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul. For that, we're going to welcome in ESPN boxing insider Mike Coppinger to the radio huddle. How you doing, Mike?
Doing great. I'm doing even better that I'm not at the fight in Arlington. So.
Looking at this matchup, I know it's been a big spectacle for at least the sport, but you have a 58-year-old Mike Tyson taking on Jake Paul. What are your take on the game, the matchup, the bout that's going to be taking place? Does Tyson really have a chance against Paul in the ring?
No, not at all. Jake Paul is trying his hardest. He should be able to knock out Mike Tyson whenever he feels like it. I mean, Jake Paul is far from a world-class boxer, but he's certainly competent for his level. He's impressed a lot of boxers I've spoken to. Again, for his level, he takes it seriously. This is going to be, I think, his 12th pro fight. Mike Tyson was shot to pieces 20 years ago at 38. So it's hard for me to believe at 58, with 20 years of inactivity, that he presents any sort of real threat. And there's a reason why, when you see the footage of his training, it's always, in three-second bursts. It's always edited.
More about this matchup. You look at Jake Paul, a lot of folks don't know about him except for maybe being a YouTuber, but do you think he has a legitimate boxing career ahead of him?
No, I do not. If we're talking about a legitimate boxing career, no. Can he maybe land a title shot? Yeah, of course, it's boxing. I'm sure he can land a legitimate fight if he wants to, but I don't think anybody would give him any sort of real chance. Well, it takes a couple more years. He got a pretty late start at this. But again, I think he should be proud of what he's accomplished and the level he's at so far, given his experience level.
You look at it and to see how the boxing world has changed so dramatically, growing up in the 70s and 80s, and that was a big thing. World heavyweight champ. And you were the top dog. Now most people, I would say 99% of them, couldn't tell you who's the heavyweight champ of the world. How that has changed and how it has swung so much toward MMA. And it's now just not one generation. We got two generations that have grown up with MMA boxing.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all, actually. I think, we have the heavyweight championship in Saudi Arabia next month between Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk. Tyson Fury is going to make $75 million. Usyk's making $50 million. UFC fighters are making a few million if they're lucky, so... Boxing's still more popular than MMA. The numbers bear that out between what the fighters make, with the ratings on TV, the pay-per-view buys, and all of that. I would agree that UFC is bigger on a week-to-week basis, but the big events in boxing are still much bigger. And I would argue that a lot of people know who Tyson Fury is. Tyson Fury had his own Netflix show. I think the heavyweight division is actually in really good shape now. But is boxing as popular as the 90s? Absolutely not.
Yeah, because I also, too, how it has changed how you watch it today. It used to be the pay-per-view or HBO. Now they got it on Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, look, Netflix has, 282 million worldwide subscribers. They're about, this is their first live sporting event. They've done other exhibitions, but this has, we have two world title fights on the undercard tomorrow night, which Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano, they're women, and they headlined and sold out Madison Square Garden. So That's a great fight. You have a welterweight title fight. I do think boxing's in a healthy spot right now. But yeah, you're right. HBO was a real brand, and you knew when you were watching HBO boxing that you were getting quality programming. Now it's kind of a free for all, right?
Absolutely. Would you expect that this would be kind of five rounds or under in this fight? I can't see it going long.
And to be honest with you, I just don't know if this is more spectacle than it is, you know, fight. You know, there's a 27-year-old man, like you said, against a 58-year-old man, even if that man is Mike Tyson. And there are very untraditional rules being used, right? The heavyweight fights, especially title fights, would be 12 3-minute rounds and 10 ounce gloves. If it wasn't a title fight, it'd be 10 rounds. This is 8 rounds and it's 2-minute rounds and 14 ounce gloves. And for those listening, I mean, 14 ounce gloves means they're basically pillows on your hands. All that extra padding, it softens the blow. So that helps out Tyson a bit, I think. And again, I don't know that Jake Paul is trying to hurt this guy. I think it might be more spectacle, but that's speculation on my part.
Do you think from the boxing standpoint that is more in tune, maybe away from the United States, where you talked about in Saudi Arabia, where they could pay a tremendous amount of money to get this championship fight, or in Europe? Or is it basically, you think, more centered toward the United States today in the big events?
I do think the United States, and Las Vegas in particular, is still the capital of boxing and the capital of the fight game. Canelo Alvarez, you know, just made around $40 million, you know, for his fight in September. Same amount for his fight in May in Vegas. He's doing big gates. He's done, you know, he's doing 8-figure gates every time he's out there. So boxing's still very healthy, I think, in Las Vegas, especially for Canelo. But, yeah, if you're, you know, a fight like Fury and Usyk might have gone to Wembley Stadium, right, in the years past. Now it's going to Saudi Arabia. So I do think boxing is definitely moving more outside the U.S., but I think the U.S. is still where they're making the most money outside of these big-time Saudi Arabia fights.
Mike, when you look at this matchup, too, for Mike Tyson, obviously money's involved, and that's probably the biggest motivator. But why is he even bothering doing this? He can only, I feel, hurt his legacy.
I think you hit it on the head, right? He's going to make a tremendous amount of money. And I think, from what I've heard, you know, north of $20 million. So this is a guy who has well-documented money problems, right? When I say money problems, I mean a guy that's blown a lot of his vast fortune. I believe he's made over $350 million just from ring purses. And I think, you know, a lot of these athletes are old, and really they miss the spotlight. So he's back in the spotlight. He's back in a big event. He's making a lot of money. And I think for Tyson, I see your point, though. It is tough if you see – you have vision or memory of a man, an athlete, and then you see him there. It kind of does hurt, right?
And we saw Foreman make that comeback, too. You know, after all those years that he hadn't fought, he wasn't this old when he was in the ring. But George had stepped away after, you know, the events with Ali beating him. And then he fought a couple more fights after that. And then and he had stayed out of it for a long period of time. And that was very popular, too, Mike, when George came back to the ring.
Yeah, I mean, look, George, that was an incredible comeback. He knocked out Michael Moore, one of the greatest comebacks in sports history, I would say. And even he was 45, I believe, when he won that title. But he never looked shot. He never looked like he was finished, even when he stepped away because he was kind of upset and, you know, depressed after he lost to Ali. Mike Tyson, I was at his final fight. That was in June of 2005 in D.C. against Kevin McBride. And Tyson lost to a journeyman. I just think there's no comparison here. Not to mention, Mike Tyson also has been using a cane in that wheelchair recently, you know, in the last couple of years because he has sciatica. So he might look ripped. He might be ripped. I just have a hard time believing he has sensed any sort of threat.
Mike, definitely appreciate you carving out some time for us. Thank you. And hopefully we get at least entertained Friday night with this bout.
Hopefully. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mike.
Mike Coppinger, ESPN Boxing Insider, Tyson versus Jake Paul. Definitely interested to tune in. I'll be watching. Coverage starts 7 p.m. Friday on Netflix. Who knows when they'll get to that final card, though, between Paul and Tyson. Obviously,
I bet it's late.
I would think like 11 midnight.
No, because also, too, to get the people in the Pacific time frame to watch it.
Right.
Because if, what is that, 11 Eastern? Okay, you know, it's 9 o'clock Pacific time or 10 o'clock Pacific time? So, yeah, It'll be later.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.